Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we got a lot going on right now in our studio because we're in the presence of brilliance right now, Mike Bell. Mm-hmm. Three amazing individuals have made their way into the 92.9 The Game studios. One of them, Jermaine Dupri, T.I., Young Dro. We got his mic on. There we go.
Okay, my mic is on.
Jermaine Dupri, J.D., T.I., and Young Dro are in here, guys.
Yes.
And Atlanta royalty right here. So, fellas, appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you about what they're working on and what's coming out here because it is a part of what's going on in the ATL. But first and foremost, man, how you doing? You look great. What's
I'm
going
good,
on?
Thank you. I'm good. We just out here working.
Always, it feels like, right?
We're trying to, put some new energy in the air.
I hear you, man.
Yeah.
T.I., we saw you a few months ago. You came through. It was the comedy show, so it's good to see you again, brother.
Yeah, we had a good time then, too.
Oh, I know.
Just wish you brought old fashions for everybody.
J.D., he kind of made me take a break in my retirement. He said we had an appointment. I was in the middle of, happy hour.
Understood.
So before we get to this project, which I think is going to be incredible, man, let's talk about what's going on in the A. We know all you guys are big sports fans and follow what's happening. The draft was last night, obviously, the Hawks.
Yeah. We got our first
Georgia
player since Dominique Wilkins, right?
That's right.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
We might be getting back on the right track. Huh?
What's his position?
Yeah. He's a four. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a big guy.
He needs a big guy.
He can shoot. He can he plays a lot of good defense. He's a hustle guy, man. He's good.
Tip was just asking me about Porzingis.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Let me see his shoes.
Yeah. You asked me what I thought about it. You said then I heard he couldn't stay healthy. I said, let me see his shoes. I need to see what kind of shoes he wears.
And then that tells you everything?
And from the looks of the shoes he wears, he's gonna keep getting hurt.
Now,
whatever happened to high tops?
I said this on Twitter, and they killed me for that. They said that that's not the reason that these guys keep catching these.
That's not true.
The Achilles out.
Huh? The Achilles, yes. Yeah. The Kobe rule. Kobe showed you. Kobe had those low-top Nikes, and he hurt himself, and he couldn't stay healthy. And everybody wear them low-top shoes, they keep getting hurt.
That's what I feel.
So that's my observation.
That's me too, but they saying that's not it.
In the day, everybody wore high tops.
Ask the men who got hurt. Why don't you ask the ones who got hurt?
We used to wear high tops, right? That was the thing. And as corny as it might be, I think to some of this generation, I do think it protected our ankles.
I know I'm older, but every time I say this, all the younger people around me, but Jordan never got hurt like this. And it's because he got Jordans as high tops.
Right.
That's just
what
they are.
At least a mid.
I mean, he ain't wearing them. Who got some Jordans? Anybody got some Jordans on here?
Not today.
But yeah.
Excuse my Lon Vons.
Jordan.
Pardon my Lon Vons.
Jordan ain't never wear no low.
He was
good.
Let me ask you guys. It's Jermaine Dupri, guys. T.I., Young Dro in studio with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell. Michael Penix, man. Falcons' new quarterback. I say new because he's going to actually start and play this year.
Jermaine, you looked at me like I was supposed to.
That's the best decision, man. We loved to see Kirk Cousins and what he contributed, but Penix is the guy.
Yeah.
Is it the point blank period?
It's time now, man. It's go time.
Yeah, JD, I don't think it's not even it ain't up in the air.
You guys are out though, man. You're in the city. You still are. Everybody knows. But the energy about Penix is real. Like everybody feels like, oh, this is gonna be something.
I mean, he should be somebody. I think he started off a little scared. Like it felt like a little nervousness.
Yeah,
he's supposed to have that, right? You know what I mean, he came in. He ain't know how it was gonna be. That's what I thought. But I feel like he's ready for the position.
Sunday Night Football, he looked good.
I think they got him They got him knowing that this was going to happen.
Right.
But at the same time, he's also the quarterback coming into the game risking life and limb, the only quarterback that isn't making $100 million. So, you know, there could be some trepidation in that.
That's a good point. T.I. is in studio with Joe and Jermaine Dupree.
Oh, my.
Hey, man. You only get this on Dukes of Bell, by the way, right here. Number one in the city.
You don't get anywhere else.
So, man, this team, this town. And one of the things about this city, it's funny because you guys come in today. We were just talking. We kind of stumbled on the subject of how much time we spent in adult establishments over the years. Talk about the Magic City Project. What's this all about, man?
I mean, well, the Magic City documentary. I
know plenty about this.
Oh, now you want to get in the conversation.
So the Magic City documentary, it actually came about from a conversation that I was having about Atlanta as a whole, right? And it was just talking about how as artists in Atlanta and as just people in Atlanta, whether it be celebrities or whatever it be, this is just one of the places that we go and we feel comfortable. We relax. We listen to the music. We get dances. We talk to people that we ain't seen. It's just a bunch of different things that could happen in this particular spot anyway. And that conversation just kept going, and people he was asking me who else was in there, and this person was in there, and I started telling them all the other people that was in there, and it just turned into, let me speak to this person, let me speak to this person, let me speak to this person, and then it turned into a documentary. And then when you talk to Magic, his story alone
is incredible.
How he built that club,
it's incredible.
What he used to do is just an incredible story.
No, JD, I agree with you. Michael, Mr. Magic Barney is who we're talking about, who owns the club. We're talking about Magic City. World renowned.
Yeah.
JD, right. Young Dro, T.I., people have come to our city. People have come to visit you guys. I got to go to Magic City. Right? What is that? What is that about? Like, that allure to, like, oh, y'all got to show me. Like, it's almost like you want to see it for yourself.
In a word, it's culture.
Okay.
It's culture. You know what I mean? I think that Magic City and establishments like it have established themselves as a social circle for a very important part of our community. You know what I mean? And it's not, it doesn't matter, it's not a hierarchy. It's not, you know, like a gender thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just everybody older, younger, men, women, richer, on their way to being rich or have aspirations to be rich. Yeah. Like, it all, like, you got to get there to kind of rub elbows and socialize with. That's where you go to meet people. It's sort of like AmVets. You remember AmVets back in the day? You know what I'm saying? Those, you know, we go from the community centers, boys and girls clubs, and then as you get a little older, you know, the community center expands. And, you know, you find yourself, you know,
it's like Cheers now.
Chicken wings and big butts.
So much more.
Booty and wings.
I think what Tip is trying to say is,
you know what I'm saying?
We're not going to make the leap from the YWCA to a strip club, but I understand what you're saying.
I think you do, though.
But everybody comes together. But the thing is, it just happens to be the place. It just happens to be an adult establishment. Everybody's there. Like, remember during COVID? Remember Lou Williams? Lou busts out of the bubble to go get his wings out because it's an iconic experience to get the lemon
pepper. Sometimes you need a wing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just need a wing. You know what I mean?
I think
the booty in proximity.
Bro. Adds to the season.
I think what's most incredible about the story is that before me, before all of us was going to the club, this club had been going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dominique Wilkins was in that club. Mm-hmm. Andre Risenden was in this club.
Right.
All the guys that were the big
Sanders,
yeah,
Michael
all
Jordan,
Deion Sanders, all these guys, they in the club. They was in this club then, and this club just continues to reinvent itself as the artists get younger or whatever it is, it continues to do it. And that I don't even know that we have been the people that made it. Like, oh, let's go to Magic. We're not telling people this. It just continues to keep doing this.
Yeah. But aren't you guys also, as we talk to JD, Jermaine Dupree, guys, T.I. Young Dro in studio with us, a part of the soundtrack of that club, though? Like, as the
your
city
music is
in real
is
life.
The
yeah, in real life.
As the city has become what it has,
in real life.
You guys, the music that they play in that club also plays to
real life. I mean, Monday night, somebody called me and said, yo, you coming up here? And I'm like, nah, I'm not going to the club. He's like, well, Tip, tip on the stage. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what you talking about? And they sent me a video and Tip was on the stage. It's real life.
Yeah.
Monday
night. I was just in there, man, patronizing. You know,
following up.
I was just making sure the record was getting played.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Imagine some guys in town for a convention. Who's that on stage?
That's what we call some extensive research. I was just doing some research.
Tip, you got to do it sometimes. You guys are doing the soundtrack for this docuseries, though.
Basically, yes.
Mm. Uh-huh. How's that going, man? What's the deal there?
Well, I mean, I came with these guys because they basically the heartbeat of what I'm doing.
Okay.
Tip and Dro came to the studio first, and we started working, and we ended up doing 3 songs. Mm. And, I mean, all in, like, a few hours, not in, like, 3 days. This was, like, in a few hours. We just start throwing ideas. I play a beat. They ain't like it. Put on another beat. They like it. Mm. Tip say he got to go.
I say,
I'll be back.
Yeah, Tip say I got to go. I got to leave. Dro stay. We came up with that turnaround. Mm. I said, Dro, I got to put Tip on this one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just so organic. It just felt right. You know what I mean? And I just feel like that's basically how going to Magic is. It's an organic situation. We don't call each other and be like, hey, meet us up here. It's just you just automatically get there and all of a sudden you see your partners in the club.
It's Atlanta culture. It just really is ingrained. How much of that the creativity comes from collaboration where all of a sudden it just takes you in another direction?
As far as the
just
music?
Just anything. Creating new music.
Yeah, I think, I mean, like he said, when you go, I go to the club specifically to hear what the tempo is, to hear what artist is hot, just to see what the, you know, because another thing that people don't understand is that the girls pick the music that they dance to on the stage. So if the girl is telling the DJ she want this song played and then 2 other girls go up there and they want that same song played and you paying attention to this, you'll realize, oh, this must be the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Business deals in the club?
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. A lot of business deals in the club over the years when you guys have gone in there and made stuff happen. You talked about the professional athletes.
I don't understand the question.
Well, when you... Not those business deals.
Technically, all those are business deals. Yeah, technically.
Not those business deals.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about the collaboration.
Where's JD, business affairs?
You know what I'm talking about.
Business.
Yeah, man. Like, nah, collaboration's
so affairs. Strip clubs are to sweeten the deal. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or closing it.
It's a to close the deal.
Yeah, it's a closer.
Okay.
Like, but I mean, celebrate the deal.
Mm-hmm.
In the documentary, commercial. Now, if you want to go to stars, you can see this. In the documentary commercial, Shaquille O'Neal was in Magic City when he got his $120 million deal. His agent called his phone.
With the Lakers?
No, this was earlier.
Back to the Magic?
It might have been the Lakers.
Okay.
It was the Magic.
Magic,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was in Magic City when he got that deal. His agent called him and was like, where are you at? I need you to come sign these papers. He's like, I'm in Magic City.
He's got to deal with Magic. In Magic.
Yeah.
It was all magic.
It was all magic. Yes.
Who wants to meet Shaktos?
Yeah, things like that go down. By the way, it is going to be on Starz, guys. It's going to be released, I believe, in August.
Yeah, August 15th.
And it's called Magic City, The American Fantasy.
Yes.
An American Fantasy, which is incredible. I think it's the most famous strip club in the world. That's me.
Yeah.
Because no matter where I go, and people are like, oh, you're from the A.
Right.
Magic City. They will say that.
Mm. In a city of a lot of establishments that are also legendary, but that one stands above the others.
But they will say that over, oh, what's up with the Braves? Or what? Like that's something that comes up with brothers all the time.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, because everybody got a story. Like, the story that T.I. tells in the documentary, I never heard this before.
I don't remember this.
The story was, you knocked Michael Jordan's cigar at his...
Oh, man.
True story?
What the hell?
True story?
You got to tell them this, because it's a sports story.
Man. Come on.
Yeah, so, okay. So, back in 2003, I was, you know, up-and-coming artist in the city. And... You know what I'm saying? Everybody from Atlanta, we already thought we were celebrities before we became celebrities. We just had, you know, a level of cool that exceeded most civilians elsewhere. And I never asked nobody, like, for no autograph, for no picture, or nothing like that. So just so happened the day that I think they did the retro, if I'm not mistaken, the retro sixes, or maybe even the Concord, something like that. They had just started re-releasing Michael Jordan's old shoes again, you know what I mean? Before they got into all the crazy colors, they were just re-releasing them the way they were originally released. And so I went and bought a pair, and so as soon and of course I was wearing them. go to Magic day shift. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You feel me?
You picking up my people.
That's a different energy. You know? Different energy. Yeah.
Day shift. And I walk in and I see Charles Oakley and Magic and Michael Jordan up in the VIP area smoking cigars.
Yeah.
And whatnot. So I just said, but I say, that's Michael Jordan right there. You know what I mean? So I stepped back. You know, I didn't say anything. I just continued. And meanwhile, like, you know, girls are coming to me saying, Tip, Tip, what's up, what's up? And I'm just kind of playing it cool, like, yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm keeping my eyes on where MJ and Oakley are doing. So they leave out the section. They start walking, coming our way, passing the bar, like they were coming to the bathroom or something. So I figured this is the time. In my mind, what I thought was going to happen, this is how I said it. In my mind, I said, I'm going to introduce myself, and he going to pick up on my player, and he going to sign my shoes. They going to be worth a fortune. Never going to wear them again.
Right.
Then we going to party, and he going to give me a Jordan contract. Now I'm going to be signed to Jordan, the first ever artist to sign to Jordan. And
this is all going through your mind.
Yeah, this was going through my mind right then. Then, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, well, here he is. Like, now we, boom, face to face. So I just said, because I'm kind of in his way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of, me and the girl were blocking their way. So he kind of just stopped. And I thought he was stopping to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? So I said, what's up, MJ, man? I'm Tip. Or T.I., you know what I'm saying? You'll know me, man. You know, I'm an up-and-coming artist, man. You know, I'm gonna be a big deal one day, man. But you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. I just bought your shoe, man. What's up, man? And then I reached my hand up, right?
To give him a dap.
Yeah. And then I don't know if he reached out, but his hand was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just went on dapped him, right?
Oh.
Knocks the cigar at his hand.
Oh. You hear me? Oh, you heard that? Oh, y'all, that means y'all know where this going.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like a $25 stick.
Knocks the stick out of here. So look, now check this out. So it's me, my partner, Big Phil, God rest his soul, and, you know, a few other my partners. I think my partner, Clay, was there also, God rest his soul. So look, it's me, my partner, Phil, Clay, no. I'm looking at Mike. Mike looking at me. We both look down at the cigar. I look back up at Mike. He looking at me. We both look down at the cigar. So I'm just like, I know he don't think I'm finna pick up this guy.
Oh my God.
Man, I'm from Bankhead, Sean. I know you don't think I'm finna. Man, so while I'm doing, while every all this is going to my head, man, Phil been over, pick up the cigar, and Clay say, hey, yeah, Mike, yeah, da, da, da. And he took Phil and Clay into the VIP.
No!
They party, and I was left out the whole time. And you know,
no! He took your boys.
He took my boys and they kicked it, man.
That's a hell of a sports story, by the way.
That's
no,
that's that is a great sports story.
Did he sign the shoes?
No, he signed Phil's shoes.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You should have picked up the cigar.
Nah, I couldn't do it. Nah. Couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it.
T.I., that's a great story. And that is a story that you will see
and
in the American, the American fantasy on Starz, Magic City, and American Fantasy. JD, man, we appreciate y'all stopping by. Young Joe.
Right.
Continued success. We know this is going to be an incredible. I think it's 5-part series, right?
Yes.
Five-part docuseries that comes out in August, guys. We're all over it. We want to see it because we represent the A and we want to see it. But
you feel me?
Congratulations, fellas, as always. And continued success, man. Good to see you.
Atlanta business.
No doubt.
Love you.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.